Star Wars 7x7 episode 3466. We are continuing our series. Actually, we're ending it. We're ending our series of looks back at 2023 in the year of Star Wars storytelling with the final three categories of Star Wars storytelling we're going to talk about, which include streaming, live events, and comics. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So on the live event front, we're talking about the final three categories that we usually check in on a monthly basis and looking at what happened in those categories of Star Wars storytelling over the course of 2023. So live events, the big live event that happened, of course, was Star Wars Celebration Europe, which was, you know, quite the event. And I came home and got COVID, apparently. The last day of the event. So that was fun, but I actually enjoyed the heck out of myself while I was there. It was a really rare opportunity to be able to go, and I was extremely grateful to be able to go there and to share as much of it as I possibly could with you. So yeah, don't let me derail things with the COVID thing. Anyway, I still would have gone. So we got a lot of awesome stuff revealed at Celebration Europe, and we've talked about that stuff over the course of these last few episodes, so I won't belabor. I will say that we got the announcement that the next Celebration is going to be in Japan. They're actually going back to Japan, but it'll be in 2025, so there won't be a new one. So 2024, we'll see, you know, announcements about what's going to be happening and all of that fun stuff. There was also a D23 Expo, and yeah, we didn't get a lot of Star Wars stuff out of that, really. The big live event news, I think, ultimately, was the reports that Galactic Star Cruiser, that giant immersive hotel experience, would be shutting down. And eventually, we will talk about what happens at Galactic Star Cruiser on the podcast. There are a lot of people who have posted information about the story, interactions, and experiences that you get. And I'd love to see what that was all about. So I think it would be very cool. It feels like a piece of Star Wars storytelling that, you know, only a very few people get to experience. And I personally would love to be able to share as much of it with you as possible. I did not get to go to Galactic Star Cruiser while it was active. You know, what are you going to do? Sometimes it works like that. So we'll find other ways to figure out what that storytelling was all about and to share it with you. And then, of course, on the live event front, we also covered all four of the Disney earnings calls, the investor reports and whatnot, and listened to what Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, would be saying about Star Wars storytelling. Didn't really end up talking about it a lot. Like, there was an Ahsoka name check in one of the earnings calls, and that was pretty much it. But otherwise, all of that stuff was focused around, hey, you know, we spent a lot on content to try to ramp up Disney Plus subscribers, and now that we have a bunch of Disney Plus subscribers and we want to make this thing profitable, we're going to start cutting back on content and cutting back on the amount of money we spend on content. So yeah, so we've talked a little bit about that to some degree in previous podcasts as well, particularly in terms of live action animation, and we will continue to talk about that when we get into our 2024 previews. On the streaming front, there wasn't a lot that was brand new added to Disney Plus necessarily that wasn't related to, say, a live action series like Ahsoka or Mando Season 3. There was a Disney Gallery episode related to Mandalorian Season 3, and there was a Master and Apprentice little short that was, you know, tied into the Ahsoka series, but I think most of that ended up on YouTube anyway. So, you know, and then there was Young Jedi Adventures. They released a bunch of shorts related to Young Jedi Adventures prior to the actual debut of the series in May. And, you know, I guess technically, like, that's an add to, but really we covered it in the animation part of our 2023 year in review. And, you know, since those debuted on Disney Junior as well as going to Disney Plus, yeah, it seems like I think we've already covered that in other ground. So ultimately, not a heck of a lot on the brand new streaming editions front. And I just gotta say, someday I hope they will do a Disney Gallery series for Andor Season 1. At this rate, it seems like a pipe dream, but yeah, a guy can hope. And last but not least, we have the comics front. And Comics, there's just a ton of activity. Like, I have to get the notes out for this because it's insane. Like, one of the things they did celebrate the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi is do a bunch of one-shots related to it. So that was cool. There was a Jabba, an Ewoks, a Lando, an Empire, a Rebellion, and a Max Rebo-focused one. We got a half dozen of them. So that was very cool that they did that. They had Phase 2 of the High Republic ending and then starting up Phase 3 of the High Republic. Plus, they're doing that Shadows of Starlight miniseries that's bridging between Phase 1 and Phase 3 from that time perspective, like what happened immediately after the events of the fall of Starlight Beacon. They wrapped up a bunch of mini and maxi series that they had been doing, including the Han Solo and Chewbacca one, which was like 10 issues, the Yoda one, which was like 10 issues, a Son of Staros one that went 5 issues, the adaptation of Season 1 of The Mandalorian they wrapped up, and then they rolled into the adaptation to Season 2. They're still in the middle of an Obi-Wan Kenobi adaptation. They also finished up Hidden Empire, which was the third and final part of the Kira trilogy, and they started the Dark Droids giant crossover event, which I think is actually wrapping up very soon, if I'm not terribly mistaken. So yeah, it was a pretty wild year for Star Wars comic storytelling, and there was also a manga for Phase 2 of Star Wars storytelling called Precedent that came out too. So yeah, they definitely packed it in when it came to comics related stuff for the year. So, you know, good on them. We didn't necessarily talk about a lot of the comic stuff in the course of the podcast, but yeah, we will definitely continue to look at that as we get into 2024. And so that's going to do it for our wrap up of what happened in Star Wars storytelling for the year 2023 in terms of live events and streaming editions and comics. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast, as well as our 2023 review of Star Wars storytelling overall. If you have enjoyed it, if you've enjoyed other series and one-off episodes that we've done over the course of the year, then I hope you'll consider sharing the show with other people who you think might enjoy it. Please help get the word out about the podcast as we continue moving toward our 10th anniversary in July of 2024. Everything that you can do to help support the show in that regard is just so wonderful, and I would greatly appreciate it. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.